Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Laverne Council, Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Also joining us from IBM is Nicole Gartner. The Veterans Integrated Systems Technology Architecture, VISTA, is VA's electronic health record, and it's a robust capabilities, but particularly known for its clinical applications. So I'd be remiss in not touching the subject. And what is the VISTA Evolution Project? Perhaps you could highlight some of the key accomplishments. And then could you tell us what why pivot the step back? What was that about? Mm-hmm.
The whole VISTA Evolution and what we call now VISTA 4 was really focused on adding a number of key capabilities for the clinician, as well as creating a true interoperable capability with the DOD. We actually are interoperable with the DOD. We signed the letter in April showing that we are what we call our JLV process, which is our Joint Legacy Viewer, and it allows you to see the DOD information on the veteran as well as the VHA information on the veteran. So now that when a doc pulls up the file, you can see everything that has to do with that veteran and what might have happened or what tests have done before and what was done when they're in active duty. We expected to have something like 35,000 users. We are well over that in the hundreds of thousands of users already this year on the JLV. And we also find that our benefits organization is leveraging, as well as our health organization, because it helps with the whole compensation and pension question if a veteran has a disability. So clearly, it's more than made up for what it needs to do. But the ultimate step is what we're calling our Electronic Health Management Program, or EHIMP. And EHIMP is really the true electronic capability of this interface. And it will connect directly in with DOD's DHMSM database, which gives us real-time alignment and interoperability. And we will see EM 2.0 coming live in August and starting that beginning of that rollout. So that's what the whole VISTA Evolution was around and about. I think many people, you know, say, well, we're taking a step back. The fact is, Dr. Shulkin and I, as we came in, there was a lot of question about why didn't you VA go with the DOD and, you know, and go on one instance of EHR, and frankly, because we weren't here, we couldn't answer that question as eloquently or as detailed as we would have liked. So what we had the team do was pull together a business case to educate us on where VISTA was, where VISTA is, and what is the prognosis for the future. As we looked at that, a couple of things became evident, and one of those is that VISTA was a revolutionary, first of its kind electronic health record. It is a clinical marvel for how, as an EHR, it ties to the clinical record. However, it's a 40-year-old system. And a 40-year-old system is expensive to maintain. It can be difficult to upgrade. And first and foremost, needs to work for that veteran. And so what can we do with it? How fast can we move with it? Drove us to an understanding that we probably need to think about the new. And what the new is for us is an electronic digital health platform, because that's really where it goes. It's not just the EHR anymore. You know, the EHR is like the heartbeat. You know, you need it. You need it for the body to live. But we all know just the heart is not all the things that you need. And so with our digital health platform, the objective is that we would have a true interface to the veteran and utilizing state-of-the-art technology based on HL7, which is an international a consortium of standards of how software is developed, allowing us to use fast, interoperable resources. And the best way I can explain it to a person that's not working in healthcare is think about it when you go to the App Store and you buy something for your Android phone or something for your Apple phone. All those applications are created on a platform, Apple iOS platform or the Android platform, and it allows innovation. Well, we will be leveraging in this digital platform the same level of innovation using what's called FHIR, F-H-I-R, which is Fast Health Interoperable Resources. We look at this as creating a true platform of opportunity for people who have those great ideas to innovate, allow that process to come in, leverage it, use it, and then use it on behalf of the veteran. That would allow us faster interfaces into the community, a better understanding of how we can do some scheduling and different capabilities needed to the veteran, but also move healthcare into an innovative state, into an innovative platform where people know, you know, if I build this using this FHIR capability, you know, that it could be picked up. That's really how innovation has occurred on our smartphones, how our smartphones got so smart. And so we're looking to support and drive smart healthcare. And the digital platform is the way that we're laying it out. Dr. Shokin and his team right now are reviewing the white paper that was written more from a technical point of view of how we see this working, to see if this is something that clinicians and the docs within VHA really will support and understand, but also to give us feedback on what are the things they think they would like to see if it's not there, and any core requirements they might have. But we're excited that we could even offer this. And again, it wasn't on the plan for 18 months, but it was definitely the right thing to do. And Dr. Shokin has been an exemplary partner in working through this.
Wow. You just named so many different initiatives connected with Vista Evolution, the Joint Legacy Viewer, the platform. So in that context, and in the context of the overall, the Veterans Health Information Exchange Program, what are some of the biggest challenges that you're facing in terms of bringing it all to fruition in such a short time?
You know, the biggest thing, and it's an interesting one for me, because you know, I'm a change agent. There's no question about it. And you always want to bring people with you. You know, you don't want to bring them. You don't want them running away from you. You don't want them saying, "Oh, she must be out of her mind." They got to come with you. I'm proud to say that the leaders that have sort of unearthed and said, "I got it, we're going with it," they're the big drivers of this. You know, they're the ones that are standing up the EPMOs or redesigning our field operations so that we could be much more connected to the veteran, or deciding, you know, how we want to handle some of the things as it relates to our life cycles. So, you know, I have to count on the leadership. I have to, regardless of if I know them all personally, I have to expect that they're aligned to the mission the same way I am. And that expectation drives energy, right? And I think people know that doing the right thing for the veteran is the only right thing. And I think that's helped a lot. But are we doing more and probably achieving more and faster than most people thought? No doubt. And I think what that shows is, one, the real heart of the organization, the capability of the OINT employee and our partners, and also our willingness to understand why change is important and be willing to trust ourselves that we can drive it. When you look back on something, you say, okay, I'm going to put it out here, see what happens. Will they go? You know, will I be running down the street and I look behind me and I'm the only one running down the street? Or will there be a pack of people with me? And I'm proud to say there's been a pack. And all comers are invited, and it's all on behalf of the veteran. And I think we all know we're doing it for the right reasons, but people are working hard, and they're also working smart. And that's most important.
What are the characteristics of a successful chief information officer? We will ask Laverne Council, CIO at VA, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.